This is Louis Navalier. This Wednesday, November 8th. Okay, we do have some pretty good profit taking underway now. So we're earnings season is winding down. There's not that many more stocks they're going to announce. We're 85% through the S&P 500. Obviously, the grand finale will be NVIDIA, and that's not next week, the following week. But I do want you to know that what has the market slightly on edge right now are the Treasury auctions. So we had on Tuesday the bills get auctioned. Today it's notes. It seems to be going okay because the 10-year Treasury yield is down. But tomorrow is the bond auction. And we want to make sure the market can handle the amount of Treasury bonds they're selling. Okay? So provided we survive that, then the interest rates will stay where they are. And that's good because that puts pressure on the Fed to basically cut rates sooner than later. I mentioned in yesterday's podcast that the Fed had dispatched Neil Kashkari out there to basically paint a picture that the Fed's still data dependent. They're waiting for everything. They still want to stick to their 2% inflation goals. But Neil did not have to say that the core PCs run at 2.5 in the last 3 months. So that was good that he said that because no one else is saying it. And that's a clear signal that they want to see more of that. And then as soon as they get to at or near 2%, they can obviously start to ease. Now, they're also watching unemployment and everything else. The energy stocks are getting hit with profit taking. A couple reasons why. One is ADP reported yesterday there was a big surge in crude oil inventories. This is normal this time of year, but it was larger than normal. As you know, inventories have been depleted, okay? The second thing is it's very warm in Europe, okay? And everybody in Europe has plenty of gas right now. They've loaded up. They've stored the gas. There are LNG ships offshore waiting to unload more gas as soon as it gets cold. But when you invest in natural gas, you are very weather dependent. So basically, you just want a freezing cold winters and hot, miserable summers in populated areas. So out west, it's already abnormally cold. We're getting snow already out in the mountain west, but that's not where people live. People live in the northeast and around Chicago and stuff. So so we're in El Nino. It should get cold and wet, but we will see, okay? I'm not going to give up on the energy stocks because there is no refineries being built. The refining stocks have huge margins right now. They're going to maintain those margins. And then the more traditional energy companies, you know, the ConocoPhillips, things like that, they're going to have very easy year-over-year comparisons for the next three quarters. So these high energy prices are going to help. The other thing is, if you notice all this M&A activity going on in the energy patch, that's all to get it onto Guyana. Guyana is light sweet crude. It's 400,000 barrels a day right now. It will be 1.2 million barrels a day in 2027. So that is the biggest find out there. And a lot of our majors like ExxonMobil, Conoco, all have an interest in it. Okay. So that's good news. So otherwise, if you decide to sell any stocks, I'd sell them in the strength. If you buy, I'd buy them on dips. I don't want you to worry about the energy stocks. They are volatile right now, but they have better than expected results, and they will be the market leaders for the next three quarters due to very easy year-over-year comparisons. And I don't see anything changing that scenario. You know, we could have an incident in the Middle East. Obviously, we could have an incident with Russia and Ukraine. So there's a lot of things going on out there. The problem we have is the news cycle is very short, and even all these wars are incredibly tragic. Everybody just ignores them after a week or so. It's really, really kind of sad. So, the bottom line is, looks like they're going to push for a peace agreement with Ukraine. Because a lot of the allies that back Ukraine are war weary, and then of course Israel's going to be running the Gaza Strip for a while because you know they ran it in the past. In fact, I actually managed money for the employees of Gaza Strip a long, long time ago. So Israel's going to resume running it, and obviously they got a lot of rebuilding and things to do. In the meantime, we got refugees everywhere. So very sad, very tragic, but it doesn't affect the day-to-day operations of our stocks because, you know, we go with the stocks that have the best sales and earnings and profit margin expansion. So that's it. That's your quick update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. And let's hope for a good treasury bond auction tomorrow. If we get a good auction with tight bid to cover ratios, then what's going to happen is the bond rally will probably extend, and then there'll be another relief rally in store. So that's it. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.